Hi, this is Neil Kelly, Orange County's Registrar of Voters, and today's October the 5th, 2012. We're 31 days away from the November election. I can't believe it's just around the corner. I keep saying that, but it is. Today we want to talk to you about our My Ballot student program. It's something that we started here in Orange County a few years ago, and it's growing in popularity. And Anna Sophia is with us today, and she is in charge of this program right now. So Anna, let's talk about the My Ballot program.
All right.
And specifically, you know, when we started the program back in 2006, we were knocking on a lot of doors. And, you know, it took a long time to start getting into schools. Now, here we are 6 years later, and it's the opposite. We're having to turn away schools, which is unfortunate. Mm-hmm. So the program's really grown in popularity. Why do you think that is?
Because it gives a student a chance to be part of a real election as opposed to just something that's a mock-up of it.
Right.
They get to use the real election materials and the real election equipment that we use on election day, and it's exciting for them. It's exciting for them to be able to do that, to be a part of it, and to get the results in a real manner.
Yeah, exactly, and that's a good point. And what's also cool is that the students get to learn about voting. Mm-hmm. They get to actually get a hands-on experience of building their own ballot. And, you know, we can't go into all the details of building your own ballot right now, but it's a lot more complex than I think a lot of people realize. And then the students,
exactly,
when they see it and they realize, wow, this is a lot different than just going into Word and mm-hmm. creating a ballot. That's not how you do it. So once they've created their own ballot, then like you described, we take it to their school and they're voting on the ballot that they created.
Exactly. That's exactly what happens. And I mean, they come in and they're really excited. They think it's going to be something like, oh, we're just going to open an easy program and do this, that, and the other. But it becomes this hour-long sort of session where they build a ballot from scratch using the same programs that we use for Election Day. And right. They love it. They
yeah.
love it.
Yeah, good. So we just recently did Buena Park.
Yes.
Talk about that. How did that go?
That was amazing.
Right.
Buena Park was great. I mean, the participation level at that school was amazing. We had over 600 kids come to vote, and they loved it. They really paid attention. Mm-hmm. I've never seen children read through a ballot like that. Mm-hmm. We had questions.
They did their homework.
Yes, they did. They did their homework. We had questions. We had kids asking us for help, like, come over here. I want to just double check that I understood what this proposition was about before I vote on it.
Good.
Took it very seriously.
That's great. That's good to hear. And as a result of our My Ballot program and everything else we're doing with students, we're seeing records right now.
Absolutely.
On students that want to work for the November election. We're approaching 2,000 kids. I think our record before was about 1,800, and mm-hmm. we're going to pass that. And we have Luera High School
coming up
next
on
week,
Tuesday, the 9th.
Right? Mm-hmm. And Luera has been a very big supporter of our My Ballot program.
From
they've
the
given us a lot of students that work on Election Day.
Yes.
So, I mean, we're going to have how many booths out there on Tuesday?
We're going to have 48 booths for their election and 12 for each grade, basically.
Great. Anything else we should add on the program?
No, just that it is available and that if even in off years, people should really know that it's a great way to expose kids to that
yep.
in preparation for the elections that are coming up in the future.
And if they're interested, ocvote.com/myballot.
Perfect.
Okay, 30 days, Election Day coming up soon. Stay tuned for more podcasts. We'll talk to you soon.